As the population of World War II Holocaust survivors dwindles, the torch is being passed to the next generation to tell their stories. This second generation grew up living with the grief and melancholy of their parents, who may have survived the war, but in many cases lost everything, including family members. KJZZ's Phil Latzman visited with a group here in Arizona trying to keep their memories alive so that future generations never forget.
On a gorgeous St. Patrick's Day Sunday afternoon in Scottsdale, revelers clad in green mixed with baseball fans on the streets of Old Town. But inside the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, there's a far different tone, a solemn one.
The tattooed number, witness to a horrible past, stubbornly scrambles in my eyes and cripples my ability to remember. Ones, fives, threes, an arrangement of digits my mind cannot, will not ever sort. One family, one home, destroyed.
Janice Freibaum is reading from a poem she wrote about the mysterious tattoo on her father Morris's arm. It was something that was readily seen, but not ever discussed.
The Holocaust was very present and extremely silent in our home. I refer to it as the presence of the absence. There was so much missing in our lives, but it was never spoken about.
Freibaum's father was the lone survivor in an entire family that was wiped out in the concentration camps of Treblinka. David Osser grew up in the Netherlands. His father, Elias, who died in January, was also reticent to divulge many details about his early life.
He never told me about anything. I didn't even know what my grandfather looked like. I still actually don't have a picture in my head of what my grandfather looked like.
Linda Pressman's parents also had a horrific story, although most of her family made it out alive and were openly candid about their experiences.
So I had grandparents, I had aunts and uncles. They all talked to each other about it nonstop. The idea that I could escape hearing about it was absolutely not going to happen.
Deborah Sussman arranged the readings of second-generation survivors. Her father, Peter, took a more measured approach to discussing his own shattered childhood.
My two brothers and I didn't really hear about it until he felt we were old enough to hear about it. And he delivered it, you know, kind of in age-appropriate ways at different times in our lives.
While each parent had a different method of imparting the grief of the Holocaust to their children, these four second-generation survivors are trying to keep their memories and the memory of other Holocaust survivors alive by speaking for them.
It was basically having everything that made life worth living taken away, and I don't think people understand that.
For Janice Freibaum, whose father lost his entire family and stayed silent in his suffering, she feels an obligation to do what he could not.
I needed to compensate for what my father wasn't able to do. So I do feel a bit more responsibility now that my father, no, actually a lot more responsibility now that my father has passed away, to tell about his experiences.
Despite her parents' openness to discuss their wartime experiences, Linda Pressman has a different reason for sharing their sorrow.
I was extremely careful about how I let the story get through to my children, because my mom had traumatized all seven of us. And the end result was that our family went skittering away from Judaism because it wasn't safe to be Jewish.
Pressman, who has a self-published memoir of growing up as the child of survivors, says she soon learned a hard lesson.
And then one day I was sitting with my daughter at some restaurant, and she said to me, she was like six or seven, she said, "When you survive the Holocaust, did you throw a party?" And I was like, oh, maybe I held too much back, because she didn't understand anything.
For David Osser, having just lost his father recently, he still isn't sure what his responsibility is.
I didn't try to burden my kids with all of this and give them a new perspective and a freedom that they didn't have to live with all of this, but it might change now my dad's not here. And I will have to give it time and see where it goes.
And for Deborah Sussman, the old stories also have a modern-day meaning.
The Holocaust is not just about the concentration camps. The Holocaust began long before that with the othering of people. And that's one of the reasons I want to share my father's writing, because my father is very, very clear about that.
Here in Arizona, it's estimated that fewer than 100 first-generation survivors remain. and some of them will get together this weekend at an event called Cafe Europa in Phoenix. It's an occasional gathering of the few left to tell the story firsthand. It's a story that their children will now be called upon to tell more and more to ensure new generations never forget what happened. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.